David, the ticket text. Then we get to the calls. Then we'll check in on football. Then we'll get back to panicking about the Tigers.
Rosterbation. Ha ha. Almost fell off my mower. Bronson on the mower in Middleville.
Bronson, please do not fall off the mower. And the reason I said that is that's all these people do with these minor league rosters. And they act like all these guys are going to come up and every one of them is going to be a winning lottery ticket. That's because this is a town that hasn't paid attention to baseball in a generation almost. And I'm tired of it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, call up Max Clark. That'll turn the season around. Guy would come up here and go 0 for 100. He's nowhere near ready.
So you asked a question to Rico earlier about what it would take for him to be comfortable at the deadline moves that they would make. Here's someone answering. Cease Suarez, one of Mullins, Bader, Thomas, or Luis Roberts, okay, and two relief arms, and I feel more comfortable with this team.
Okay, if that's what you need, then you're dead.
Yes. Right.
And that's, and what that's not fair.
There's, David, I don't think there's to the point now where there's one person that you're like, you got, if you can just target a position, we'll be
high
fine.
High-level right-handed bat and a high-level, high-leverage reliever, right, has, I would feel fine.
It, right. It has to be a combo meal. There's not just one thing anymore. No.
That's fair. Very fair. The opposite of, you're the inflator. Congratulations.
Yes. I'll try.
Pumping up the vibes. Yes,
it's
David.
It's rosterbation.
Okay. The lineup overachieved, and it's evening out now. We lack professional hitters, period. Torque, Baez, McKinstry, Veerling, Meadows. Do I need to say more?
I mean, look, McKinstry, I would take out of that. I don't think McKinstry can be a starting third baseman on a World Series team. The rest of those players, you have every right to talk about it. Parker Meadows is my biggest concern because you can't say he's in a spring training phase. Guy's 125 at bats into this and he's unplayable offensively. I mean, that was a guy that was your leadoff hitter in the playoffs. This is a guy that if he wasn't essentially Willie Mays in center field, I wouldn't be able to play this guy.
No.
He's a negative war player right now, and that's with his defense.
No, he'd be ride-sharing with Akil Badu.
Wow.
This is from Tom. The Yankees and Dodgers will make trades and get better. What will the Tigers do? Call up Bob Melon or whatever his name is. I'm so sick of this.
But here's the thing.
Troy.
Right? When you say Bob, like, this is why I think that texter has a right to say this. Because this is what, you know, like before Cookies went on vacation, you know, he was out here like King Kong. Oh, Tigers, unbeatable. Okay, enjoy the woods. The point is, we have a better record than the Dodgers. Okay, stop. Do you think Mookie Betts is simply just going to go 6 for 100 in eternity? Do you think Freddie Freeman will just be a singles hitter?
No.
Do you think that Teoscar Hernandez won't turn it around? See, right. When you start looking at why the Dodgers are struggling, I can at least draw on a pedigree from those players.
Yeah.
Versus your players were way over their skis, and I've got years of not good at baseball behind it. It's different.
Here, let me simplify that for you. As I said earlier, the Dodgers feel about all of their everyday players the same confidence that we have about Skubal. Oh, he's not going to have two bad outings in a row.
Well, the reality is Dodgers are going to go out and make moves.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to do everything in their power. I don't think it'll be enough. I don't think my team is good. Again, we lost our Skubal. Our Skubal blew out. Mm-hmm. Gerrit Cole died. You don't just work around that. Like if Skubal slipped and fell off the toilet and hit his head and you didn't have him, you're not overcoming it. So this idea, all the Yankees are still the Yankees. No, we're not.
No, yeah. You guys were set up for a great 1-2 punch.
It'll be a 1-2-3 once it's Cole, Fried, Skubal after 26. That's going to be a great rotation.
Just don't let the Mets get him.
I don't want to. I hate Steve Cohen. I've had enough.
I'm going to blame you.
Okay. I'll take good care of Tarik, and then we can all root for him together.
Massage the roster.
Will you please? Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tom, how are you?
Oh, bad.
Okay. Noted.
It's a 10 to me because they've not been proactive enough in what they need to do to get things rolling. They're at a crossroads as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so you're already at a 10. What do you want to see before the deadline that'll calm you down?
Oh, boy. to be honest with you, a trade for that all-star pitcher that pitched against us today.
Yeah, you could have him for a box of Cheez-Its.
Hey, whatever it takes. I'm at the point where if they don't sweep Toronto, then what are we doing?
Well, hold on. Listen, if you look at it over the next 10 games, just go 5-5. Just play 500 ball. Stem the tide.
But the trade deadline is in between. I just don't see this happening. I see Minnesota or Cleveland passing us off. That's where I'm at. So,
oh boy. I mean, Tommy, if
you know the funny thing, I think Tom feels this way because you saw the inverse of this last year, where it's like, that's never going to happen.
Correct.
And it
that's
happened.
Actually correct. That is correct.
See, 110%. I'm still, Tom, how about this? If the next 10 games didn't go well and or there were a starting pitching injury to this team, I would be where you're at. I don't think it's fair to just disregard how well they've played because of 10 awful games. Now, if it becomes 20 awful games and there are some injuries, see, that's the other thing. You're not dealing with a whole hell of a lot from a lineup standpoint. And look, pitching, yes. But remember, Job was never going to help you late in the year. He only pitched a high of 90 innings as a professional.
For me, I thought that Job was going to be the playoff middle reliever, come out the pen type of pitcher. He was never going to be in that rotation.
They would have had to have taken him out of the rotation. You nailed it. Yes. 248-539-9797. We'll go to Jay, 97.1. Jay, how you doing, bud?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm all right, pal. What's on your mind?
Well, I feel bad for Chris Illich that this grand experiment of being the A's, Pirates, and Marlins and refusing to spend any money didn't work.
I mean, look, they tried with Bregman. What do you want me to say? How about this? They lit $15 million of money on fire signing one of the Golden Girls. They did spend some money.
My daughter asked me to get her a pony. So what I did was I told her, baby, I offered a pony X amount of money and I didn't get him. How do you think my daughter feels?
Okay, fair. I'm just saying.
He landed the plane in the middle of the cornfield.
Did you put up $170 million for the pony?
No, I made a low ball offer to the pony.
No.
Which is exactly what our ownership will do. Because this ownership will not increase payroll at the deadline.
Now, see, Jay got a letter from the stable saying, "Okay, Jay tried, but we did not sell him."
All right, all I'm saying is this. You offered more than...
My daughter is still angry.
Okay. Jay, you win. I tried. Jay, I'm with you is that I don't ever see them being a top 10 or top 12 payroll team. But how am I going to blast them when they made, to me, they made a really great offer. The Red Sox made a stupid offer. Do you realize that Alex Bregman makes more money than Aaron Judge? Come on, that's a ridiculous offer.
How do I get my daughter to love me, Mike?
Alex Bregman, there's your answer. Jay, I understand it, but again.
It is Suarez now. I don't know.
I'm saying to Jay, they say they dropped $15 million on Alex Cobb. Awful. They spent, even though it's a one-year deal, on Torres. They made a six-year commitment to Bregman. Mm-hmm. He chose the opt-outs and a $42 million balloon payment. I think it's a little more nuanced than saying they won't spend. Now, listen, if they don't make a real offer to Scooble, a real one, that doesn't mean $400 million, but a real one, then you have that call. If they go into this offseason and they don't increase payroll, you can have that. If they go to the deadline and they don't do anything or an article came out that said Tigers did not want to pay X, you can do that.
But at some
that's
point,
not
Mike,
what's happened.
No, but at some point, you have to come through. I get what Jay was saying because he had the almost E-Rod trade. Remember that?
I know.
You had the almost Bregman thing.
Like, I understand.
After a while, you have to go ahead and make the deal.
I understand. But it's disingenuous to say they won't spend when they had the most substantial offer to Bregman on the table.
Right. No. They're willing to do this. I think now I need to see you actually make one of these.
And I agree. And I'm the king of wanting this team to spend.
Yeah.
I'm saying they tried.
They
almost got a pony. I know. I know Jay is screaming driving down the highway.
But after a while, Mike, they tried doesn't resonate anymore. It's like
it's fair. Got to come through. Yeah. Show me the deadline.
MSU almost scored a touchdown, Mike. There you go. That's for you. Thank you. For the post.
What a parting gift.